Fat Guy Radio Show. The funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare-ass moon.
This episode is brought to you by Playapod, the best cross-platform podcast app for iOS and Android. Just visit playapod.com and download it for free. Today's show is brought to you in part by the number one way we power this show, Amazon. For all your Amazon shopping, do it through the Amazon banner on fatguyradioshow.com.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Corey Dangerfield.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, I want to tell you. Hey, thank you. Thank you so much. This lovely crowd. Lovely crowd. Cut that out. All right. Lovely crowd. How y'all doing out there?
Good.
I am Rodney Coreyfield. What did I say my name was? I already forgot.
We did too.
Aren't you Corey Dangerfield?
I'm Corey Dangerfield. Oh, let me tell you. Ha ha. Oh, yeah. You couldn't leave an iPad up there, son. There we go. Ha ha. Yeah. I'm Corey Dangerfield here, and I'm floating over you here. I'm dead. You know, Rodney Dangerfield, he's dead. So I'm Corey Dangerfield. Why are you doing the stupid voice? That's all right. Okay. Hey, you know what I want to tell everybody? I want to tell you. Ha ha. Thank you. I want to tell you. Hey. Cut it out there. You know, hey, Arizona is so cold.
How cold is it?
Instead of you sticking to a cactus, the cactus is sticking to you. Oh, hey. Hey, I want to tell you. Hey, Arizona is so cold.
How cold is it?
The rock rattling around in your shoe is really your toe. Oh! It's your toe. Oh, hey, you understand what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
That's good. I like great. That.
Hey, Arizona is so cold.
Now, how cold is it?
The 51st Avenue Hooker's short shorts are nearly mid-thigh length now. Oh! Thank you very much.
Scott Jiggins.
Yeah. Hey, Arizona is so cold.
How cold is it?
The Vatos in South Phoenix have to break the smoke off the tips of their blunts. Oh! Thank you. No, she wasn't ready. Oh, thank you.
She wasn't.
Hey, Arizona is so cold.
How cold is it?
The Sun City residents' teeth are chattering, and they're still in the glass. Hey, sir, you down front. You're enjoying this way too much. Hey, Arizona is so cold.
How cold is it?
When Glendale police officers tell the drug mule to freeze, that's exactly what he does. Oh! I'm killing up here. Oh, man, this is beautiful. Hey, Arizona is so cold.
How cold is it?
People are walking around looking forward to getting a fever.
Because then they'll heat up.
Yeah, now you get it down there in the front, you get it, sir. All right. Hey, Arizona is so cold.
How cold is it?
I saw a coyote hitch a ride on a polar bear. I'm slaying down here, even though I'm already dead. Oh, wow, this is great.
That was a twofer.
Thank you very much. Yep. Right. Arizona is so cold.
How cold is it?
I had to help my neighbor chisel his dog's penis off a fire hydrant. Oh, it's so cold.
That was very descriptive.
Oh, it's so cold. Yeah, somebody wrote that one very descriptive, didn't they? Hey, I want to tell you.
What?
Arizona is so cold.
How cold is it?
Local PetSmart stores are now selling hamsters, gerbils, and penguins. Oh! Yeah, I want to tell you. Arizona is so cold.
How cold is it?
The 4th Avenue Jail prisoners are begging for the electric chair. Ah! Yeah.
That's not right.
That's not right.
Just to warm up.
Ah, too cold. Too cold. It's cold in Arizona.
That one was cold.
It's
that
cold.
That was another twofer.
That was cold as hell, ain't it? It's cold as hell.
Hey, that was a lifer.
I'm Corey Dangerfield. Hey, Arizona is so cold.
Well, how cold is it?
Starbucks is serving coffee on a stick. Thank you. Oh, this bit's gonna run in circle, isn't it? All right, hey, Arizona is so cold.
How cold is it?
The cops are tasing themselves. Oh, yeah, because it's cold. Tasers are hot. You see that? You get that down front, sir?
Wait,
get that one down front.
Oh, the taser hot?
The taser's hot.
Oh,
taser's hot.
I get it now.
You see his hands hot? No, taser feet.
Hands up, don't shoot.
Oh, freeze. Ah, yeah. Oh, that was a forfer. All right. Arizona is so cold.
How cold is it?
Even Elsa said, F this.
She said, let it know.
Yeah.
Let it know.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, yeah, I'll tell you. Here, I'm Corey Dangerfield.
I'm waking up now.
Oh, I'm Corey Dangerfield. Yeah, he's waking up now that I'm at the end of the list. All right. Arizona is so cold.
How cold is it?
Menopausal women are thanking God for hot flashes.
Oh, that was me last week.
I'm sorry. What? Too much?
Me too.
Too much? Hey, I'm Corey Dangerfield.
Me too.
Oh, me too movement. Me too bowel movement. Oh, that one wasn't even written down for me. All right. Arizona is so cold.
How cold is it?
The ice cubes in my drink got goosebumps.
I didn't even know they could bump.
Hey, my ice cubes bump. Hey, my ice cubes bump. Hey, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
Not since he left the West Coast.
Yeah, what? That's
I was going to say, I usually bump ice cubes.
I'm Corey Dangerfield and I'm dead. Hey, Arizona is so cold.
How cold is it?
DJ's tongue actually got stuck to her. Oops, can't say that on radio. Oh, it's getting dicey.
That's going to be snatch juice.
Oh, I tell you. Arizona is so cold.
How cold is it?
I farted snowflakes.
I'm done. That's what I call a mini flurry.
Hey. And finally, Arizona is so cold.
How cold is it?
Penis what? Because it turned into an Emmy. My penis is gone. It's so cold, my penis is gone.
Okay.
I ain't got no penis.
I can see it.
Now you gonna make me explain the joke?
Yes.
I ain't got no penis. It went in so far, I ain't got no penis.
Is it because it would be an Audi?
Yeah.
It went in.
But didn't you not have one before it was cold?
I didn't have one either. That's why the joke was penis what? And I forgot to hit the right button. Corey Dangerfield. You've been a great crowd. Good night. Thank you. All right. Thank you. I don't know how to transition into this, but thank you. Going back to heaven now. Thank you. Oh, that's great.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Well, look, the butt plugs are back.
Sing, you got any plastic wrap, man?
Yeah, in the back next to the onions.
What's so funny?
Yaar, ye log to ladke ho
guys. You got to lick it before you kick it. You got to make it soft and wet before you stick it.
Hey, camo cowboys. We ain't here for that. We just want to get some rap and then we out of here.
Oh, yeah. No. Most people come in to buy glad rap at 2 in the morning.
You got to punch it before you munch it. You got to work it before you jerk it.
Boom. Cha-la-la-la-la, boom. Cha-la-la-la-la, boom. Cha-la-la-la-la, boom.
See, this is why I'm in favor of the immigration reform laws.
Oh, my God. Take a breather. You feel better?
Feel better.
I was just pulling your arm.
No, pulling your leg.
Arm?
No, you cannot sit pulling your arm.
Why do
you
I have to correct me?
You are not in Bombay now.
Sean! Come up here, boy.
Damn! Judge Peabody. He go to my mother's church. He a holy roller, too. Come on. Hey, Judge.
Sean, what you doing out?
We just came to get a sandwich, you know.
Ain't nothing out this late but the devil. And the devil's helper.
Hey, Judge. All right.
Do you want that glad wrap?
Glad wrap at 2 a.m? So like you plan to eat more than a sandwich, boy. Your mother know what you're out here doing?
Well, she,
Look here, son. It's bad enough you're planning to fornicate. I don't compound the crime by lying. See, lies are all the greens of track. The one way to dissolution. Now, I know what condoms and glad wrap. It has its place in the pantheon of safe sex. But there's only one way to be totally safe. And that's abstinence and purity.
And sexual frustration.
Hey, listen, I know how you all feel. When that furry temptress seemed like she's calling your name. She said, come on, Rashawn, get some up. Put your hand on. Look at it. You want some up? Rub it on in there. You want me to rub it? Well, you bite me. Suck it, you filthy. You know, things like that. You know?
Man, you got my nipples hard.
It must be true, cause I heard it on the radio. It must be true, it must be true.
From the BDB Radio Network Studios, this is Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring Corey Blaze. Counting down the hours until the buffet opens, here's your host, Corey Blaze.
Whoa! Hey! How pretty ladies around the world.
And sisters and cousins too.
And your aunties and your uncles gonna steal all your shoes.
And I pull up my penis.
Okay, all right, little D. Good Lord. All right, ladies and gentlemen, live from Arizona, USA, and broadcasting to 79 countries. With over 750,000 downloads worldwide, heard by the best Fatnatics.
Yeah!
You can do about that. We're working off the same track. This is Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, joined by Daniel D.T. Taylor.
Sadat.
Doug the D.A. Andrew.
Kyla.
And DJ, my little brother DJ, Lil D.
Yeah, buddy.
Fat Guy Radio Show is an interactive show. Comment on our Facebook Live. Just like Ashley King, where she told us F you, and Jim Amato, who said, hey, say hey to Marion Barry up there. Marion Barry, that's funny. comments on our Facebook Live. Tweet us your comments to those that are streaming the show live on Twitter. At Fat Guy Radio Show is where you can find it. You're also welcome to get at us in our DMs. Search Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And today's show, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by Amazon. Oh my God, I am addicted to my Amazon Prime account. You won't believe what my last two purchases on Amazon were.
What?
You won't believe what they were.
Depends.
Let's just say, because of Amazon, I have taken my bougie to a whole nother level.
Is that possible?
I bought a desk coffee cup warmer. Okay. And then I also bought moisturizing gel gloves to wear at night.
Moisturizing what? Wow.
Moisturizing gel gloves.
You know, so when you're watching porn at night,
no!
And you
uh-huh. Porn. Oh, yeah, during the Amazon commercial. Thank you, Lil D. Amazon FatGuyRadioShow.com. Click the Amazon button. It's right there for all of your personal and business needs. Personal is even, they've got stuff on there that Lil D.
They do.
You know what I'm saying? So, hey, get what you need and start through the banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. And we thank you so much for doing so. Well, welcome to the show. Hell, the gang's all here. We are back, and boy, do we have a packed show set for all of you today. By the way, just real quick before we get the show started, I know we're a couple of days late, but Monday was President's Day.
Hey.
Yeah, so happy President's Day to everyone who voted for Trump. Because clearly, according to social media, it wasn't President's Day for people that didn't.
Nope.
Well, they still took the day off.
They still took the day off. You know, I take off Flag Day, but that don't mean I'm waving flags around. But there was a post that Rosie O'Donnell put up on her IG page, and it was one of those word memes that all it said was, We will be closed on Monday, February 18th in observance of 44 out of 45 of the last presidents.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, people were bitter on President's Day. You know, a lot of hashtag not my president and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So clearly, if you didn't vote for Trump, Monday was just Monday.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But if you did, happy President's Day.
Well, my daughter, this is her birthday. So she's
yes.
Cool with that.
That's very
happy
true.
Happy birthday to her.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to my...
I was sent a scratcher.
Happy birthday to my little niece, little D's daughter. She turned 10 on this past Monday, and she has already taken over the world. Talented and too damn smart.
Yes, she is.
Way too smart. She just... This dude right here that y'all are watching on live stream, this dude right here, he is beat down. Lil D is beat down from all them girls. You know, you need to have a boy. No, matter of fact, I take that back. You don't need to have no more
kids.
Yeah,
I don't.
You done?
I'm good.
I'll pay for the snip.
You really?
No. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait, speaking about that, like, so you have, how many kids you got? Like five?
Three girls? Yeah.
So I've made a decision in my life that my maximum kid count is going to be four.
Why four?
Because I don't know. I like even numbers.
And that's
not up
to you.
I think four is enough. Actually, I can control that. And this is how.
Oh, please share. How are you going to control your wife's kid count?
Yeah.
Simple. One.
Okay, be careful. We're on with this broadcast.
No, don't be careful.
No. So. The idea is I want four, but I want at least one boy. Mm-hmm. Now, I can control this, and this is how I'm going to control this.
Okay.
I got three chances to have at least one boy.
Uh-huh.
All right. Mm-hmm. If by those three natural chances I don't have a boy, I'm adopting a boy, and we ain't having no more kids.
Oh, okay. I thought you was gonna rig the fight because you know they got that vitro thing, I think it's called, or and libido,
something like that.
Something where you can trick the egg, you get the eggs some going.
Only rich people can afford to spend their.
And I wouldn't trust that either.
Well, yeah,
no, just by the way he dressed, like he looked rich.
Trying to look like Ghost off of Power and stuff.
Yeah, D-Tayden got him a new day job, and now you know what? I'm proud of him, believe it or not. I know you guys are going to be shocked about this, but I'm actually proud of the fact that he has a new day job because his look and his change is completely drastically
he's waiting.
Changed.
You know what the biggest change was? I called it out earlier. He bought a full foot long from Subway.
Yeah, he look like he work at Scottsdale.
Yeah, he does.
What you do now?
He's got to keep keep up appearances now.
Yeah,
he didn't went from the field. He was a field Negro. Now he a house.
Oh, he's a teacher.
He a house Negro.
His hair is curly.
Oh no, I'm not a teacher.
Not like, a teacher.
I'm principal.
I'm completely out of the education game now.
Oh really?
What now I'm in finances.
Oh work.
Yeah, work.
Yeah, he can't do nothing for you, little dude.
Look, damn.
Look what he did to his mus.
No, everything.
He should flip everything. Yeah, it's clean. He got curly. His hair is curly.
Yeah,
that's
like
new
he
money.
Put product in it.
I got it.
That's that new buddy talk there.
That's what happens when you don't sweat out your weed. You don't sweat out your perm all day.
That's
sun.
Why I wear hats because I got tired of sweating out my tracks.
So
it's just like they just be slipping. One time my track slipped so far from the top of my head, I had a really
calm down.
Really
calm
long
down.
Eyelash.
You're talking cultured. Calm down.
Oh,
hey, actually,
oh,
I have a. I have
at
a
least
new...
I look good in my camera shot, D.A.
I have a new. Shots fired. I have a new dilemma.
I'm not gonna get to that, but I gotta get to it.
He said we're not gonna get to that. Oh, I thought he was talking about your story. No. We're not gonna get to that.
No. We're gonna get to it. But yeah. D.A. D.T. Too many D's. D.T.
Damn, you're getting old.
Was he not in that position when we set cameras?
I was.
He was in that position when he set cameras?
Uh-huh.
And I approved his camera shot to look like that?
Yeah, you did. You're slipping.
There ain't
no
way.
He was probably a little further up.
No, I wasn't.
Sitting further up.
No, how am I sitting further up?
All right, I'm going to change your... I know all for you junior broadcasters out there, this is completely behind the scenes, but I am going to adjust your camera shot right now, live on the show, something that we don't normally do.
Uh-huh.
And if it messes up later on in the show, Lil D is going to stick his finger in your ear.
I'm not going to say nothing. I wasn't supposed to say nothing, but they've been talking about you around the studio that you've been slacking. But hey, we'll talk about that later.
I've been slacking?
You know, just a little bit. You know,
Oh,
your camera shots, your transition's been a little choppy, but you know everybody goes through those phases.
I am not going to enter this conversation because I know I've been slacking.
Yeah. Well, I got an excuse, DA. You know, I installed the brand new monitor to help with my video switching.
I noticed thing. All the holes in the walls. I noticed.
So you ain't got you, nice. You ain't why you got tear my drawers?
I noticed the holes too, but they weren't
the
walls.
All the holes. You know, I was like, damn, what do you want, Becker?
They was down the halls.
I mean, I noticed the walls. I'm just saying.
Well, wait a minute. Hey, look,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, totally different walls.
Everybody knows what kind of financial environment we are in right now, and the one way the Fat Guy Radio Show can save money is by us doing the work. So I took it upon myself, DA, to install that brand new shiny monitor that nobody can see in that corner, moved everything out the way. I only broke two or three things, moved out the way, and I put the monitor.
All that drywall ash on the ground. Lupita came in here earlier and was like, oh, no.
Let me tell you.
Look, Uncle Ted do it.
Look, I know. I was prepared. I knew exactly how to do it. When I was installing the monitor mounted to the wall, I had on my hard hat. I put parking cones out in the parking in the parking structure so that everybody knew construction zone was taking place. I shut down Glenn Drive right out here outside of the studio. You know what I mean? I had on my orange vest.
I'm sure.
I had on an oxygen mask.
Was it a vest or a tent?
I had a protractor.
You going in?
I was ready to put in that monitor mount on the wall, and it ain't felled it down.
Not yet. You had a protractor or a hoe tractor?
I had a protractor because you never know when I was going to need to do some geometry to put that on the wall. You know, Lil
D, that's the word.
You know, geometry.
Yeah, that's something I never used.
Geometry. Yeah, you got to use the autonomy to go ahead and get the colonomy.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I had to draw a perfect circle.
Draw her anatomy.
Yeah, I had. I was so prepared to put that monitor on the wall. I even had a pocket protector.
You were overprepared because all the holes in the damn wall.
See, you ain't got to point out the holes, okay?
So I don't have to point
out. All right, I may have mounted it too high.
Now, for a six pack, I could have got some Mexicans to do that for you. Way cleaner.
I could.
Way cheaper.
For a six pack?
Yeah,
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
No.
Or you could have had Cuddy come over.
It had at least be Corona.
Corona.
Tecate.
Tecate, some.
You could have
Dos Equis.
You should have brought your neighbor's Connie.
I could. I put that up myself, and it is the first ever. We'll take a picture of it and put it up on our Instagram.
You know what?
It's the first ever wall mounted TV system that I've ever installed myself, and I'm proud of my work. Lady K is proud of me. Hello, Lady K.
You know what though? I thought DA was just messing with you about the holes. I really thought he was messing around, but. You really got holes in the wall.
Yeah, screwed up. Yeah.
I thought he was messing around. I was joking off of it.
Honestly, though, if it wasn't for Christmas, like we probably could have got an actual handyman to do the work. But I mean,
You know what?
It's not even drywall anymore. It's just dry.
That is some deep afterburn. So that is an afterburn bird.
Let me ask you this.
But it was really good.
Now, how much did BDB, how much they save by letting you do it?
2 cents.
A whole lot of money, because number one, okay, well, you want me to pull the curtain back? I'll pull the curtain back.
How much did BDB save?
I bought the mount.
Okay.
The company, BDB Radio Network, bought the TV.
Okay.
And I can see clearly now that the rain is gone.
I can see clearly now two of them damn holes in the back of the wall.
You know what I'm saying, though?
It's not two holes, it's three, because I messed up three times.
He can see clearly and so can the neighbors.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah, no,
you know what's I'm so glad we got the top floor to ourselves, because if we had suite mates, I swear to God, they'd be looking in.
Yep. There's a bathroom on the other side of that wall. So you're welcome, gentlemen.
It's a glory hole.
You think we could get porn up on there?
It's a men's bathroom.
Thanks, D-Tay. That was gonna be my punchline. All right, we gotta go to break now.
Glory hole still works.
I had to use the doorknob drill for the glory hole. You know what I mean? Because you gotta.
That's not right.
No, you don't.
It's
cold, man. You have an innie now.
Hey, Arizona is so cold.
How cold is it?
It's so cold. We gotta go to break right here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. We're gonna take a quick break right here. We will be right back after this.
Look at yourself. Take a long look. I used to be just like you. I'd open my phone, download this show, sit in a corner, and listen, like, and laugh. Yeah, I was you once. Until that fateful day, my life changed, and I said enough is enough. I started listening to Fat Guy Radio Show with friends. On Thursday nights, we'd all gather together around the interwebs, pull up Fat Guy Radio Show, and chortle with our tongues out. Of course the show is funny when you listen alone, but when you have your buddies around, the show gets even better. It's also a great way to spread the word about the show. So spread the word! Invite a friend, co-worker, family member, or neighbor to listen or stream Fat Guy Radio Show. There's no advertising budget to get the word out, silly. It's gonna take you and me. So do it. Don't be a funny monger and listen alone. Share the funny, cause you gotta have friends.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
And now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network, featuring Corey Blaze.
I want you to put back the pillow and right.
Shut up, I'm singing the Lady K. Shut up.
Oh, sorry.
Lady K.
Give it to
her, Lil D. Coming through on your lips, girl. I'm about to give it to you how you really want it, girl. I'm about to give you something you don't want to feel, girl. Hey, hey, you ever had three black guys at once?
Oh, oh God, okay, all right, good Lord. Jesus. Man, Lil D.
You said give it to her.
I know, I didn't realize you was going to just go right in. You just like, right, well, helicopter.
I should have took a little slow.
I was 747, Lady K, and you just helicopter.
I should have just took a nice slow up the legs.
Take it slow a little bit.
Inside of the thighs first.
She's gentle. You got to let her, you got to go on a little slow.
How gentle are you?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Target.
My daughter's favorite store.
Free two-day shipping for hundreds of thousands of items on orders of $35 or more, or free same-day in-store pickup from any Target, plus free and easy returns. Target makes it easy for you, your family, and friends. Visit fatguyradioshow.com/Target or click the Target banner on our website. Low prices, the hottest deals, and Target exclusives start at fatguyradioshow.com/Target. And we got to give a quick little shout-out to Martha Moo, what it do off the Twitter.
What it do, girl?
Martha Moo chiming in off of the Twitter, ladies and gentlemen. Streaming the show on Twitter, talking about y'all are crazy. Yeah, Martha Moo, ain't nothing new.
You know us.
We are nuts. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. Whoa, whoa, whoa. So, DT, you were making a point before we went to break. Do you remember what it was?
Yes, I was saying I got new dilemmas now. Now that I'm no longer a field Negro, I'm a house Negro. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't know, like, so working outside, you know, you got the super hot when it's summertime. You got the almost super cold
when it's summertime.
Maybe and the inside. Living is easy
when it's cold outside.
Little D.
Wrong.
Pay attention to the rest of the show.
Well, our winter is here now, so we didn't have no winter.
I was singing.
I was singing too, baby.
But
cold
you can't
outside.
Sing with me.
Oh,
it was a solo act.
Oh. I thought it was a quartet. A
all right.
DJ. Summertime.
In the LBC.
When the winter is breezy. Fish are jumping. In the cotton sky high.
Hit the trumpet, Lil D.
Heard daddy say that he got laid off today. No hush, little baby, don't you cry.
Where I get a banana?
This move does not look.
That looks like your normal move.
That's that double guac guac.
Guac guac. All right, I'm sorry.
So, yeah,
so summertime.
So now the whole thing is I.
All that.
I am
that.
No longer allowed to wear short sleeves to my job.
What? Because you're at tattoos?
No.
Because you got too many muscles.
Too damn cold.
How
cold is it?
It's so cold that my keyboard got stuck to my computer screen.
that's cold. I couldn't get to it. I'm sorry.
You watch no porn. That was one more second. Here it is.
No, little D. I work with white people.
Hey. White people watch porn.
You know what I'm saying?
That's racist.
They produce it too.
They show the hell.
Yeah. So you can't wear short sleeves.
No, I could, but it's just really cold. I need to invest in a cardigan.
Don't want no short sleeves. Don't want it. Don't want it.
Don't want no short sleeves. Do. Itty bitty, teeny weeny, little bit old Asian tighties. Short sleeves.
Asian tighties?
Where does he go?
I don't. He go somewhere far, far away. Somewhere far, far away.
Hey, cocaine's one hell of a drug.
Cocaine is one hell of a drug.
Hey, I got two questions for you guys.
Okay,
speaking of,
we'll entertain.
Right,
one's going to be my learning one, but the first one is.
He's got another learning.
We're coming back to Fat Guy Radio School.
Yep.
You know what? You should enroll yourself into the Joe Jackson School of Greatness.
So my first one, gentlemen. I remember that's an old joke.
Hey, was Duncan on that one?
He wasn't, but I think.
No, I was. I made it up.
You just no, you know, he didn't. Came. He had just came in. I think
you didn't make it up.
But he was on it right now, though, right?
It could have been his introduction show.
Okay,
I introduced it to y'all.
No,
play it back. Where's the intern boy at?
See, bro, that's how messed up you are.
You want to know how I know for a fact you didn't make that up? Because I cut the best of show, so I had to listen back to all those shows.
Mm-hmm.
That's your counter argument.
Yeah, because you're uncultured. You don't know how much weight that mm-hmm is.
That's what hard R's say. That's what we're gonna call it now. That's what hard R's say uh-huh when they lost the battle.
Yeah.
They can't come up with like plausible evidence, so they just go.
Mm-hmm. You gotta get the duck face though. Mm-hmm.
You learned that at the Joe Jackson School of Greatness.
All right, so. First question is, just back what happened to the bottle behind you? Who broke that?
He wasn't here for that. He wasn't here for story time.
All right, well, let me give everybody a little brief understanding. Let me see if I can grab the bottle here.
Ooh.
Were y'all playing spin a bottle again?
I got to be careful. Okay, so for those for those show historians, I'm currently holding up a very, very large bottle of Starling Castle Wrestling.
Riesling,
a bottle of
since when does little Dino know how to
he used to deliver wine.
Yeah,
oh, because I was wine. Like, hey, you're very cultured, more cultured than Doug.
So this bottle has some show history from long time ago. Transversed like three different studios.
Yeah, it has.
And this was made famous by the Hot White Knight and Hot Lips Houlihan.
Yep.
And Hot Lips Houlihan are past show characters. Mm-hmm. But what happened, Lil D, and it's all broken and snapped up in pieces, but I had to keep it. What happened is that it was sitting in the middle of the studio at one point, and I walked in and I moved a box or the door or something that I moved, and it fell over and it hit the metal part of my chair and it snapped, and that's how we got this.
So did it smell like alcohol? No, it was
no, because it's been gone for years and years. But thank you, Lil D, for bringing that up. What's your next question as we stop the show to help you,
gentlemen? My learning question is: DT might be able to help you out on this one.
All right,
make it quick.
All right, question of the week is.
Question.
Do you guys think
now it's a bit?
I know, right? next week we're gonna come in. We're gonna have his bed music. This time, ladies and gentlemen,
hey,
Little D's question of the week.
If someone loads up Little D's question of the week bed music in my sound machine, I'm gonna have a problem with that.
Fair warning: if you got kids, put them to bed.
All right, time for the kids. Put them to give them a second. You know, Ashley Keene may be riding around with four or five kids in a car right now.
Or her mom. Turn it
down.
Knows.
Turn it down for a second. Or
Martha Moon may have little kids running around there. She's putting them all on Snapchat.
Or burritos. Who knows?
Yeah. Or you might, you know, hey, if you got burrito in your mouth, spit it out.
Or keep it in. We don't want you choking.
All right, Lil D,
let's
go.
Let's hit the guac.
Do you guys think lesbians play with themselves?
Okay, all right, Lil D, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you for your time. All right, so... No, I'm not going to let you finish that.
I'm curious.
No, you're not. Not anymore. Curiosity killed the cat.
That's what he's trying to talk about, is the cat.
Not that cat. Yeah.
Not that cat.
Yeah, but satisfaction brought him back. Here's the thing.
Well, who did the satisfaction?
Exactly. Yeah, I think that was the rest of his question.
Came first?
The chicken or the egg. Lil D, we don't need to go in. We don't need to have that. This is a family show.
The whole reason why I said put the kids to bed.
Yeah, but you said put the kids to bed. You didn't say put the kids to bed, take your clothes off.
Yeah, why would you? That's some things that I
How you gonna
know.
Ask lesbian question? I already made a Me Too joke and got in trouble. Now you wanna ask a lesbian
I know. Why would you know, D-Tay?
Dang, you just doubled down it.
Cause D-Tay just be doing a lot of stuff out
there. Why would you direct that to D-Tay?
Cause spoiler alert, the dinosaur eat people.
Yeah. Jesus. He just know a lot about people.
Okay, we're not going to entertain that. What we do want to entertain is the fact that, speaking of family, how much time do we have here?
Lots.
So we got five. We got 5 minutes. We got 10, actually. I just checked.
Okay. So, gentlemen.
Yes.
Everybody knows that my little fella is going off to college.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't really say that he's going off to college because he's really just going up the street.
Mm.
Well, not really up the street. He's going on the other side of the town.
Okay.
Actually, not. Other side of the state from where I live. He got accepted into ASU.
Ooh, nice.
Arizona State. He's
about to get a lot of tail.
Arizona State University is where the little boy is going.
Was that Shocker?
He got a full ride scholarship or y'all paying for it?
Who are you talking to?
Yeah, I'm just asking.
Who? You? No, he didn't get a full. He did not get a full ride scholarship.
Oh, damn, he don't go to school enough to get a full ride.
He did not get a full ride scholarship.
You can get a scholarship from school. Well, he ain't in school anymore.
No, I said he didn't go to school enough to get a full ride.
He went to school enough.
No, I know, that's what I'm messing around.
But before I get into this, I want to let the record show that
he ain't gonna be a virgin no more.
Not at ASU. Nope. That I'm proud of my kid. He worked hard for this. Mm-hmm. He deserves it. He had to pick from 3 colleges, and he chose ASU, Arizona State University.
What were the 3?
Yeah.
I don't remember what the other 2 were because we've only been focusing on the USU.
Glendale, okay. Or Gateway.
No, I think NAU was one. No,
what's the one at the GC?
He did not even apply.
The other one had to have been U of A.
Does that disappoint you though that he didn't do
a little? I am a little heartbroken that that I'm not going to be a Lopes papa, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll settle for a Sun Devil.
Yeah,
you know, I'll settle for a Sun Devil.
Of course.
The thing is that he's chasing his dreams. He's having all of those conversations with himself, and a lot of our conversations about, hey, what are you gonna do? You know what I mean? What are you gonna do once you have that 6-figure piece of paper on the wall? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? What are your plans? This is a time that, you know, he needs to start thinking 5 years ahead of where he is now.
Yep.
Yeah. You know what I mean? This is really the time because you're going and you're gonna put in all the work. What are you gonna do? How are you going to make all that work pay off for yourself?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What is it?
So you got to start envisioning and stuff like that.
What's he thinking about?
He's got a couple of different ideas. I don't want to put too much of his business out there because he's still in the deciding phase.
Yeah.
But when you have a student that is in the deciding phase, what ASU does is they invite you to this thing called Sun Devil's Day.
Okay.
Are you familiar with Sun Devil's Day, DT?
No.
Okay, Sun Devil's Day.
I'm familiar with a couple Sun Devil girls, though. I'm telling you that one.
There were some of them there, but they were all crazy. Now, Sun Devil's Day happened this past Monday, Preden's Day.
Okay.
Preden's Day. I didn't have the day off from my numbers job, but I took the day off so I could take my little guy down to the ASU campus. Number one, we learned that ASU is an hour drive from my house.
That's not bad.
that sounds about right.
Yeah, it's about an hour drive, and then
that was without traffic, though. Think about it.
Yeah, and it was with light traffic on the President's Day, and it still took us about 50 minutes.
So that's like a 2-hour drive.
So
that's 2-hour
I'm thinking
commute.
Maybe 1-10 if it was rush hour traffic. Nah, you know what I mean?
No, because if I remember correctly, from your spot to ASU, you got to go a certain direction where the traffic is going that way in the morning.
Yep.
So it's going to actually be somewhere closer to like 2 hours.
It took me on the 2 most busiest freeways. I-17 and I-10.
Yep.
I-10 through the Deck Park Tunnel. And for those listening to this outside of Arizona, the Deck Park Tunnel is this tunnel that is the freeway that burrows under a part of downtown Phoenix because that's the closest. They needed to get a freeway close to downtown
it's
Phoenix.
It's a park, actually.
So they decided to go under. It's under a city park. It's under the Asian Chinese embassy. It's under the largest library in the city.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It's all of that. Margaret T. Hance Park is on top of it as well.
Yep.
And our light rail system runs over. So it's a big stretch of land that we burrowed under, and it is gridlock.
Yeah.
Gridlock. Now that I-10 has been under construction, it's gridlock 24/7.
A lot of accidents happen because people try to hold their breath through it and end up passing out. And
is that what accidents happen?
Yeah, yep. and it's got merges and exits, and it goes from six lanes to four lanes, back to six, then to three. It's really, 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 really bad.
True.
I hold my breath under that.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
I don't do it. So it's a tunnel. So anyway, so I have to go through I-17 and 10 to ASU. Got to ASU, Tempe. Good Lord, I ain't been down to Tempe in years. So much has changed.
Oh, yeah.
It's nice.
I didn't even recognize it.
Yeah.
Number one, we had to find parking.
Mm.
Jesus, take the wheel. Now, here's the thing. We were driving down University Avenue, or University Drive, or whatever the hell it is. It goes right through ASU.
It's called University.
University. And we're driving, and we crossed Mill, the party avenue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We crossed Mill. And then Siri tells me, turn right. Now, normally.
I don't know why you listen to that damn Siri.
Normally, Siri says, turn right on blah, blah, blah street, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, she just said, turn right.
So what building did you almost hit?
So I'm like, okay, well, maybe Siri don't know what the street is. Maybe she didn't remember what the street was. You know what I mean? So I looked for the first ability to turn right, and it was a parking lot.
Okay.
And I turned into the parking lot.
All right.
And then Siri says, continue to route. So I'm clearly off the path, off
the grid.
So I said, okay, there must have been a right that I missed. So I go back out on University. I hang a left. Now I'm heading west. And Siri says it again, turn left, but never says the street.
Mm.
So I'm like looking, where's the left? There's a building. There's another building. There's a building. There's another building. There's a strip of grass, and there's another building. There's no way to turn left. So then I go past Mill, flip a U-ey, come back, and then Siri says, I hit that same spot once again, that same spot on University Drive, and Siri says, turn right. So finally, I look at my dashboard, yelling at Siri like she's somebody real, where? There's nowhere to turn right unless you want me to hop the curb. Where is the right? So it wasn't the right. So then little fella takes out his magic vagina phone and he finds the parking structure. Siri was trying to get us to the building that we had to go to that was in the middle of the campus. She literally wanted me to drive through the middle of ASU.
Sounds like a woman.
Literally. So AJ, smart, going to college, whips out his phone Google and finds Maps. The parking structure. And the parking structure was a mile from where we were.
Wow.
We had to park at the old stadium parking structure, which literally we had to walk. I'm over exaggerating by a mile, a half a mile from the parking structure to where the Sun Devil's Day festivities were taking place.
You do look a little skinnier today.
So you parked at the parking structure, it's in between, like across from
right across the street from the
Tempe Diablo Stadium and Wells Fargo Arena.
Wells Fargo Arena, right there in the armpit of A Mountain, is where we parked.
Oh my gosh!
So you know, for those of you that are in Arizona, I can't. Or those of you that are outside of Arizona, I really can't tell you. But we had to walk a good half a mile, not to get to the room or the building where the training was taking place. It was for us to meet up with a lady and a clipboard to tell us that the location where Sun Devil's Day is taken had changed.
Oh. Wow.
Where did it change to?
It changed to another 10-minute walk. So now we have to, and the reason why it changed is because it was raining. Now, rain is going to play into what happened when we went on the tour, okay?
All right.
Because they changed the location due to rain, but they didn't change up the tour process for when it was raining.
I'm telling you,
my Burning Mac is coming out because I met the most stupidest boy I ever met in my life. So we walk another 10 minutes to where the meeting was. We get up there. AJ's all he all registered up and everything. Boy was smart. He went in ahead. He learned that, you know, you don't wait till you get there, because some kids was getting there by themselves, and they standing there and they're like, my name
is Alfred Romero,
and they're like, did you register online?
No, I didn't register online.
So then now they got to send a little Alfred over in the corner. He got to write his name on the dog tag. You know what I'm saying? Then he got to go in there. Yeah. He got to stand in line. They got to tell everybody what's showing his ID and blood type and stuff like that. Hold up, everybody else that was prepared. See? My little fella get up there. They say, "What's your name?" He said, "My name is AJ, bitch." And then they say, "AJ, bitch, here we go. We got a card. Play for you. Just right there. Right there on there says AJ." They had all this information. Baby took care of everything. You know, we got in there. We sat down. We heard a little pipsqueak talk. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He got up there and he talked for 45 minutes selling us ASU. I'm like, we already got in this, bitch. What you got to sell it to us for?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Hurry up. I need to go down to Starbucks and pay for some overpriced coffee. Hurry up. I'm tired. It's 8:30 in the morning. I didn't drove an hour and a half and then walked another 2 hours just to get to this damn building. I don't even know where my car is.
It sure did.
Walking around looking down. The funny thing, you know, when the Sun Devil's Day, a little detail, we're going to go over just a little bit. When Sun Devil's Day started, you know, you're looking around, there's probably about a good 1,000-1,500 kids, you know, and their parents walking around with little wet spots on their back pockets. You know what that was? That was their wallets melting. You know, their wallets were just melting. You know what I mean? The kids walked in, got their IDs and their little itineraries. The parents walked in and just threw their credit cards in the bucket. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what you're gonna do. So you got the little kids there, everybody all wide-eyed, walking around excited about it, and their eyes all open and wide, you know, big old campus and stuff, you know what I'm saying? My Bernie Mac is falling out. Big old camera, like, ooh, I'm going to ASU, I'm going to get me some boudin. That's what everybody was saying. I'm sitting back looking at all these excited kids, pointing them out in my mind, I'm like, you going to be doing porn by the second semester? You going to be doing porn by the second semester?
Oh, they was that bad?
You
going
to be doing porn by... You just look at them and know that some of them kids is going to crash and burn.
Uh-huh. I got to go to ASU.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I was just thinking that.
Lil D, you and I know... There are certain, allegedly, you and I know allegedly, that there are some producers that of the adult entertainment that seek out the ASU campus.
They do. I've seen it. I was just about to say, DT, we could become producers. If we go
they there, seek we out the they seek out the they do. ASU campus. You know what I'm saying?
I may or may not have seen some adult activity pertaining to one of those.
So the kids, are really excited when everything first starts at 8:30.
Uh-huh.
About 12:30, you didn't saw reality sit in, because they didn't really broke it down to the kids about what's about to happen to you, what's it going to cost and what you got to do. And now all them little bright-eyed eyes are now turned into fear, like, oh my God, this is a lot. There was a lot that those kids are going to have to do. But let's take a quick break right here. And then on the other side of this break, I'll tell you what happened when we chose not to go on the dorm tour, but to take the campus tour. Okay. The campus tour, where we met what I can only imagine is the world's weirdest college tour guidesman. This dude was weird from the word jump. Right here on Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back after this. I never had a yearning quite like this before. Now you are walking right through.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Kathy, guess what day it is? Aw, come on, I know you can hear me. Jim. What day is it, Jim? Martha, guess what today is? It's App Day! Woo-woo!
Corey, how happy are folks who download the Fat Guy Radio Show app? Happier than that idiot who thinks App Day is the real thing. Download the Fat Guy Radio Show app today for your iPhone and iPad at fatguyradioshow.com/app. It's our bonus show. What a wonderful way to get the free show each and every day. When you buy the bonus show, we can stay on the air. Less than coffee. No, it's not free.
by the bonus show. See, when you support us by purchasing the bonus show at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn, you help keep the weekly shows free and the show can grow so you get more. Go by the bonus show. So go by the bonus show. FatGuyRadioShow.com/afterburn.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Back to the fun and folly. It's Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze.
Hey, going back to the archives on that one. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by our aforementioned Afterburn bonus show, folks. It's an extra show every month of us uncensored. No rules, no commercials, just us shooting the S and literally shooting the S. And also the Christmas caper that was alluded to earlier in the show by one DT Mocha Cup. That story is heard on Afterburn. So get your subscription today for $3 a month for the audio, $8 a month for elite member access, which gives you access to the video and first dibs and first reveal when the show is actually being taped. So subscribe now at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn. It is a great way to support the show. $3 a month, folks. $3 a month. Through our partnership with Patreon, it's automatically billed to your credit or debit or checking account. Sign up today, and we thank you so much for doing so. Everybody in this studio has an Afterburn subscription. Even I do, and it's my show, but I do it as my additional way of giving back to this show. So do it. FatGuyRadioShow.com/afterburn, and we thank you so much for doing so. All right, welcome back to the show. Whoa, everybody. So to kind of wrap this story up, so we go through all these little classes and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying, to get set up for Sun Devil's Day. Then they offer us to go on a tour.
All right.
Okay. We had a choice of tours of either the dorm tour where they take you to see the dorms or the college or the campus tour.
And he's not staying in the dorms.
Well, he is staying in the dorms.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's staying in the dorms, but he chose to go on the campus tour because they weren't touring the dorm that he would be in, what his college is in.
Okay.
That makes sense.
It does make sense. And I thought it was a completely rational and logical thing. So ASU is completely different. I haven't been there in eons of years. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, well,
I ain't been there in like a week or two, but
yeah. So we went.
I was just there last night. What?
So, so
how was she?
We go. There's about a group of maybe 50 of us,
uh-huh.
And we started off in the dining hall where they gave us food passes, and we walked up three flights of stairs, and they took the food passes back. Then we went into the dining hall, and it was just a buffet of food. Met a really cool second semester freshman, Devin was his name, and we sat and chatted with him for a little bit, you know what I mean, right. And kind of picked his brain about, you know, some of the stuff that he's experienced in his first semester now that he's entering into his second semester. Talked to him, and then we decided to go to
now the dining hall. That's not the MU, is it?
We were in the MU.
okay.
We were in the MU building. So okay. If you know where that building is, DJ, yeah. You know where our parking structure is.
Yeah,
I wasn't exaggerating.
No,
that was a hall.
You got to actually cross a major street to get there.
Yeah, university.
Yeah.
Yeah, where we were just on trying to make a fake right.
Fake news.
So he opts to go on the campus tour. So we go on the campus tour, walk out of the MU, beautiful campus there, and it's just a light sprinkle. And then the tour guy stops, and he starts to do what I can only classify as his stand-up routine.
Okay.
We have a tour guide with jokes.
Oh, tour guide Dangerfield.
Yeah, and no, he didn't have prepared jokes like I did.
Oh.
He had jokes that were like, he would say like, well, this is where I normally go over here, but they don't let me in there anymore because, you know, I got kicked out 3 days ago because, you know, I did something inappropriate, but we won't talk about that. Let's look over here, folks, you know? So he did that. He did the first joke. I'm like, okay, please just let that be his icebreaker. So then we start to walk a little further, and now we're in front of like some prestigious school that you can go to, where you get like dibs on your first schedule and stuff like that, right?
Okay.
So we're walking, and as we're walking, I'm starting to see all the umbrellas. All the umbrellas are popping up because now the rain is getting harder.
And all the prepared people had umbrellas. Did you?
I did not bring my umbrella because I had a little jacket on, which was fine. I had on the hat, which was fine. So I didn't have to worry about my hair, what's left of it, going poof. Or getting my little Afro puffs. You know what I'm saying? So we walk in and we get by this beautiful big building, and now it's starting to rain. So I look at the building, and there's a little extension over the building. I'm like, okay, we'll just huddle up. Yeah, a little awning. We'll just huddle up over there, and he can talk. No. Comedian Sir Campus Tour stops in the middle of this open atrium to do more shtick.
Comedian. Wait, what did you call him?
I can't remember. Roll the tape back.
Comedian Sir Campus Tour.
Campus Tour.
He stops in the middle of this open atrium to do more shtick, to tell us about the buildings that are around us that have nothing to do with any of us that are on the tour. So we're now standing in the middle of the ASU campus. It is raining cats and dogs. I'm standing in a poodle. You're welcome. And he's doing his prepared shtick while we're all standing in the rain.
That sounds fun.
That is not fun. I'm wet, and this is about to cost me $700,000.
You know what makes it fun? Is if there was girls there, so when it's wet, you can see a wet t-shirt.
Yeah. There were girls there, little D.
White t-shirt?
All over 75 years old.
Oh. So? If it hang, it swing.
I guess they got some wet snatch, dude.
Hey, hey, whatever.
Hey, if they pee, they for me.
So, he stops, and he's doing... So,
if she wearing the pins, it depends.
I gotta give it to you. That was pretty funny.
Hey, is she old enough to cross the street? She old enough to be my bitch?
Oh!
Wait, whoa. Hold on, little kids can cross the street now.
Oh my goodness. Oh.
Plague.
Technical on the plague. Whoa. Technical on the plague. Good lord. All right, so. We stop in the middle of this open atrium, and he does another round of shtick of jokes and talking about buildings that none of the students that were in his tour were going to be a part of.
Mm.
So I'm thinking to myself, why are we stopping at this building? So then I decide, okay, he's going to do this. I'm going to start timing his set. So I whipped out my phone and I started timing his set.
Did you record any of it?
I didn't record any of it because I was at the end of the pack because I got tired of walking, man. You know what?
I can see that.
I'm not even going to lie to you. I'm opening up my phone right now. There's this app in there that AJ's mom showed me called Health. I never knew that it was there before.
I'm sure.
Thank you.
I don't doubt that.
What is it? Wait a minute.
If it was an app called Food, he'd be on it.
Yeah, it's called Health. So this was Health. It's called Monday. Detain. Yeah. Look at, I have my phone on me the whole time. Look at the distance I walked on the tour and how many steps I took.
I can't
inflate those numbers at all.
Let me guess. 35,000 steps.
35,000 steps.
With 3.
Wait, 35,000 or 3,500?
35,000 steps.
Okay, 35,000 steps.
With 3.82 miles.
Okay. Lil D, what do you guess how many steps
since there's exactly 5,726 steps in a mile. I would say about that because he probably did a good mile.
You don't know.
So I'll say about 5. Yeah, it's like 5,000.
It's 5,820 feet in a mile. But
all right, so details. Right. I'm going to give you.
What did I say? 57? 5,000?
You were close.
Yeah.
I'll give it to you.
5,900, 600 million.
Is that from Cats?
Set up the standing mile, your midgets in the wall coming out talking about. The Love Boat. Hey. Remix.
All right, D-Tay, on this tour, how many steps or what does my health app say?
7 flights of stairs were climbed.
Mm. Oh, so that's not 35,000 steps then.
You were close. 3.7 miles were walked.
What did I say? 3.72?
You said 3.82.
Oh, shoot.
Gave him a little too much. Total step count, 8,851 steps.
You didn't even take 10,000 steps. You didn't even take 10,000 steps and you're complaining.
I was all about 3,000. I'm not
for a man my size, that is an epic feat. God, pardon the pun, no pun intended.
An epic feat. I got it late.
Yeah, you did. Thanks for waking up. That energy drink finally kicking in.
No, there's no sugar, no calories.
You said you were timing his shtick.
Yes, I was timing his shtick.
What you should have done is while you were timing, every time he got to a 5-minute mark, you flash a flashlight, because that is the comedic time when you do improv stand, or not improv, when you do open mic stand up. You get 5 minutes on stage. If you don't have a tight 10 and you're not a headliner or opener, you don't get your tight 10. You get 5 minutes. So at 5 minutes, I would have flashed him. Be like, wrap it up, homie.
He would have been able to see it too, because it was dark, because the dark clouds. So we walk around this whole campus. The only building we actually went into was the ASU gymnasium.
Oh, nice.
The gym. Why?
To see the gymnastics.
See the gym, and we saw a pool where all he told us is that this is where everybody comes, floats in the pool, and watches movies.
That's cool.
Wait, so is that the new workout facility over there by the track?
Yeah, that big, huge workout facility in the back is what he showed us.
What tuition is paying for.
Right, but we did this whole thing. He walking us around here. He took us down the avenue of trees. It was raining. Man, I don't care about the avenue of trees in the rain. It's raining, man.
My question is, what is that going to cost you of a semester?
You don't want to know.
I have to know.
Listen. Arm, leg, soul.
And testicle.
Do I got to become a hooker for a while?
And the room and board is a lot of it.
That is
true. We didn't even see the room and board, because I guess those were where those buildings that were over close to the stadium was. I guess that was the dorms.
Ain't that like $1,500 for the room and board?
Nah, it's more than that.
It's more than that,
it's
Captain.
Probably a good $8,000.
It's about $3,000 a month, bro.
Jesus Christ.
It's up there.
Eight
but you know what?
Semester.
I pulled some statistics real quick. ASU campus size, 661 acres.
Ooh.
Dang,
you walked almost all of it.
GCU, just a little over 100 acres.
Dang.
But NAU is bigger than ASU at 681 acres.
Mm-hmm.
U of A is 392 acres.
Okay.
And just for honorable mention, Phoenix College, 52 acres.
Wait, hold on. How big was ASU again?
ASU is 661 acres.
Oh, 61. So NAU is 20 acres bigger.
Okay.
NAU is huge.
NAU is a big campus.
Yeah, because they got the whole mountain. They just say, you know what? We're kicking you off our mountain. And we're building more classes.
Literally. All right, folks. Let's take a quick break right here. And on the other side of this break, we're going to get into something that I didn't really want to get into. I want to touch on it, though.
Phrasing.
Oh, man.
Phrasing.
We family, though, but
hey.
If you want to.
Hey.
If you want to.
Whoa.
Hey, I'm just saying. If she got Medicare, I'm in there.
We'll be right back after this.
Jared Tall.
So you better run. Move fast like the bullet from the gun. Over the hill, salvation rests in the sun. Eternity, baby, rest in the sun. So won't you?
Hey, everybody, this is DJ Little D. You know, Corey's little annoying-ass brother. Well, I'm not being annoyed by my brother.
Annoyed by my brother. Damn it, man.
Hey, everybody, this is DJ Little D. You know Corey's little annoying-ass brother. I know you got... Hey, everybody, this is DJ Little D. Corey's little annoying-ass brother.
You.
Hey, everybody, this is...
Why does it get harder now?
All right, here we go. Hey, everybody, this is DJ Little D. Corey's little annoying-ass brother. While I'm going to be doing my... So much coming at the same time. Hey, every little body. God damn. Hey, everybody. While I'm doing my movie, I see what other people go through. Hey, everybody. DJ Little D. Hey, everybody. DJ Little D here. Corey Little Annoying Brother. Hey, everybody. Also, you can check out the show. We would have it. We got Stitcher, I believe. We got Stitcher. Oh, damn. FatGuyRadioShow.com. Yeah, buddy. I can't do this.
Listen in your office, in your car, or even your neighborhood bar. You can listen with your whole family.
This is Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze on fatguyradioshow.com.
All right, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. ASU is so big.
How big is it?
You have to walk to your skateboard, then skateboard to your scooter, scooter to your bike, take your bike to the bike valet, then you get on this golf cart called the Dart that takes you over to the ASU bus, and then the ASU bus takes you to the light rail, then the light rail takes you to a city bus, the city bus then drops you off at the launch pad, the launch pad at the Kennedy Space Center track cart takes you over to the space shuttle. The space shuttle takes you into orbit. While in orbit, you must use your self-propulsion jets built into your orange and gold spacesuit, propulsion yourself over to the space station. At the space station, take your space skateboard over to your space scooter, ride it, and then take your space scooter to your space bike over to the space bike valet. Then you gotta moonwalk three black holes where you will then arrive at your first ASU class. Late. I had to get that in.
I like how you get a space bike.
That's especially trying to ride a bike in space.
And then I like the fact you have to moonwalk.
Three black holes.
Three black holes.
I held up two fingers, little dude.
Big number three, my lord. Big number three.
Talk about spaghettification.
All right, before black hole joke. Before we get into the Jesse Smollett thing here at the end of the show, I want to have a little just brief mention. I got an email earlier today from our friends over at ABC15. Now, this isn't something that we were asked to endorse or anything like that, but I wanted to bring this up real quick to everyone that's here in Arizona. And those of you that are outside of Arizona, you can also participate in this. There is an ABC15 Taking Action for Foster Kids program that's going on right now. And in the email, it says that there are more than 14,000 foster kids in Arizona foster care system. Many have had to leave behind their possessions, their homes, families, and everything they've ever known with just the clothes on their backs. So for the rest of the month of February, American Furniture Warehouse will be accepting donations for the Arizona Children's Association Just For Me bags. These bags will be given to children who have just entered into the foster care system and provide the essential items to get them through their first few nights as they try to settle in to a new environment. They are accepting donations that are new and unopened personal care items or hygiene products, new comfort items like blankets and journals, and or monetary donations. And the donations can be dropped off at any American Furniture Warehouse location in Gilbert or the location in Glendale, right up the street from us at 5801 North 99th Avenue, American Furniture Warehouse. So if you feel led to new and unopened personal care items or hygiene products, you can get those on Amazon through the Amazon banner on Fat Guy Radio Show, and you can make the donation and take part in the Take Action with ABC 15 and American Furniture Warehouse for more than 14,000 children living in our foster care system. And with your support, we can make life better for an Arizona foster kid and their family. So I saw that, and everybody knows here on the show that my heart goes out to any organization dealing with children, mm-hmm. and especially any organization that's dealing with American children.
I
stand behind that 100%. So ABC 15, they're not affiliated with the show. Arizona Children's Association is not affiliated with the show. I'm taking it upon myself to make this mention. So if you feel led to make a donation to any of those foster kids, or if you've been in the foster program yourself, feel free to reach out to the Arizona Children's Association. And even if you can't give monetarily or give anything of a product or so forth, maybe just reaching out to them. There may be some place where you can volunteer if you were a foster kid yourself. So check them out at arizonachildrens.org. And anyone outside of Arizona, if you feel led to make a monetary donation, you can also visit their website at arizonachildrens.org. And you know what? That's a big thing for us to do in a show like this. Because basically when a show like we are, where, you know, we depend on sponsors and sponsor dollars and stuff like that, when we mention another organization to donate to, you know, it's literally taking food out of our mouths
in
a certain way. So that just kind of shows you how passionate I am about this. And when ABC 15 sent that email, I just saw that and I said, you know what? I'm just going to have to mention that a little bit. So if you feel free, if you feel led to do it. Now on to the topic of the day, Lil D.
Yeah, I got a topic.
Jussie Smollett.
Yeah.
He lied. Did he?
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Now, see, okay, DA, wasn't it 2 weeks ago?
2 months ago, it feels like.
Almost where we said we were thinking about talking about it, and then I said I didn't want to talk about it.
Because not enough details were out.
Right, but I didn't want to talk about it because it was the whole African-American thing, another African-American attacked on the side of the road.
Yep.
He was homosexual, so that was just another layer. And I'm sorry, but African-American topics and homosexuality topics are a little touch and go in this society, and all y'all wear y'all fingers on y'all sleeve, y'all feelings on y'all sleeves.
Yeah.
Fingers on your sleeves. I did it again.
Yeah, write that one down.
On the sleeves. Oh, snap, creepy uncle, stop touching on me.
You got your creepy uncle fingers on your sleeve. You know what I'm saying? So we didn't want to talk about it, right?
Nope.
And then the story grew hairs.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon the pun.
Like butt hairs?
Like it grew... It grew Caribbean butt hairs.
Yeah. Oh, snap. They braided them.
Cuba butt hairs with fried plantains.
Dang.
You know what I mean? It got sticky.
It got sticky times five.
So what is, if you're not aware of the Jussie Smollett story, I don't know what to tell you.
I wasn't.
But DA, what's the latest that is going on with the Jussie Smollett? And then we can chop it up and talk about it.
First off, for those who don't know, Jussie Smollett is an actor off of the show Empire.
All right.
Done. Forged through.
Okay.
Tupac. My mind was Tupac.
They do that to DA. DA DA will go squirrel on you in a minute. He will squirrel
you. Wasn't he in the Mighty Ducks?
Jussie Smollett, was he?
Yeah, the first one. He was the twin brother.
See, I didn't know that.
I thought it was Empire's his first thing.
His first big thing, I guess. Whoa, pause. Hey, so
pardon the pun.
So basically, he's an actor from Empire. He flew into Chicago late at night. And then he was leaving Subway. He was behind little D-Tay when he got his foot long. He may have given D-Tay a foot long. I don't know.
Did he get it or did he give it?
A little column A, a little column B.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
I thought he lived in Chicago.
There was no cameras around, so we can't compare.
So I think he does live in Chicago, but they also tape parts of Empire in Chicago, too. Mm. So I don't know why he was there. I don't know if it was for taping or just to go home. But so allegedly he leaves.
Mm-hmm.
People go to him to... MAGA hat wearing people run up on him.
And this is according to
him.
The first story.
No, but somebody else said that because he said that wasn't him that said the MAGA hat part. But that's what came out first.
Well, this is MAGA country.
Yeah.
Threw bleach on him.
Yep.
And dragged him and put a lynch around his neck.
Wonder what that did to his hair.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. He already looked like Michael Jackson. What is bleach going to do?
But what came out was they didn't throw a noose around his neck. He was just wearing that new Burberry jacket.
Oh.
That's where all the mix-up came from.
I think that they threw that bleach on him and they were thinking the whole time, I'm gonna make a change for what's in my pants. Hey, Lil D, it's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right.
I want you hit on the bottom floor. I'm about to give it all. How you gonna feel in your thighs?
All right, that's enough. Stop, because you're going to go too far. All right.
Too far already.
Calm your tits. All right, dude.
You go scream.
All right.
Okay, so he gets jumped, and he goes back to the hotel room or his house. He broke, huh?
He broke himself.
So he gets back to his apartment. He
a fool.
He allegedly eats his Subway sandwich with the noose still around his neck and calls the police 2 hours later. This is all allegedly.
Allegedly. Everything up to this point is allegedly.
He waited 2 hours to call the cops?
And left the noose around his neck. Allegedly.
Allegedly. That's why you don't trust cake eaters.
This is why I didn't want to touch the story when it first came out, because there were just two What did I say when we during our pre-show meeting, DA? What did I say? I said there are too many unanswered questions and layers to the story.
Too many. Yeah.
And I didn't want to touch on it because then when we come on this show or when I come on this show and I give an opinion of a hot topic like that and I draw a conclusion, I get yelled at.
Yep.
People get mad at us about, oh, you don't know the whole story. That's an honest, you don't know what this story is.
This is a Taco Bell crunch wrap of stories.
Right.
It's just too much.
I didn't want to touch it because I just had a stomach feeling. And when you got a stomach this size and you get a feeling, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Thank you, DT.
That's true.
Is either true or it's indigestion. I don't know. One of the two.
True or gas. One or the other. But I didn't want to touch any of this story because of the fact that I just knew something.
It sunk.
Something smells sticky.
So what are your thoughts now,
that
brethren?
Was his ass.
All right, DA. What's the other details? Wait, that
how do you smell sticky? I just want to know.
Oh.
Sticky has a smell.
Does sticky have a smell?
Yes.
Sticky has a smell.
Because there's different sticky substances, but not all of them smell the same.
And not all of them stick right away.
That's and not true. All of them even smell.
Well, here's the thing, DT. I will be more than happy to explain it to you. Meet me in my office.
He has
pants down, ass up.
Pants down. Exactly.
Hey. All right. Something just developed.
Oh, something just developed. Breaking news whenever it feels like breaking.
Terry Hall was the name of the character that Jesse Smollett played in the first Mighty Ducks.
That ain't breaking news. That movie is 20 years old.
My favorite part of that movie is when they got into that flying duck thing. Was he in that flying duck
wing? The flying V?
Yeah, the flying V.
No, the thing was, is he couldn't skate. So he was always on the bench.
Ah, they made the brother can't skate. There was a brother in it, though.
Yeah, that's his brother. That's his twin brother, Jesse. What you?
He's way too dark to be his twin brother.
Did he play two pit?
They're brothers. But the funny thing is in the sequel and the trilogy, the second and the third movie, Jesse Smollett is no longer in there, and there is no mention of Terry Hall. Just Jesse Hall.
They killed him off.
Yeah.
My favorite part of the movie is when he jumped to get the baseball, and then he was running through the park and stuff, and it was 4th of July.
So what is the latest with the Jesse Smollett?
The latest with that is...
Because so much has happened. CNN. Wasn't he on, like, the doctors with somebody right now?
Yeah, he did something saying that, you know, oh, it's all true, it happened. And he said something about him being the gay Tupac. That might have been old. I don't know. But
the gay Tupac.
First off, you see
who shot you?
Wait, the reef from the opera.
That's Biggie. Yeah, that's Biggie.
I don't know.
So the latest on it.
Latest. It changes by the
hour.
And
this is after the two Nigerian brothers got arrested and questioned and snitched on them, saying he scammed us, and it was the first case ever of a U.S. scamming a Nigerian. But that's a whole nother story.
What?
That's a whole nother story.
Did he tell him, if you send me this amount of money, I will have guaranteed green cards for you? Because I actually work for the Department of Naturalization.
No. What he said, what the Nigerians told Jesse is they said, look, my family, I have inherited $15 million.
Uh-huh.
If you cash this check, you can keep $15,000 and you send the rest to me.
Yeah,
that's the kind of scam that they was running.
Yep. So the latest on it is Chicago Police Department are pressing charges against him for falsifying a report. and that's what I disagree with. I think that's BS.
That's Chicago. They have anything to do with R. Kelly?
Actually, he could be part of this.
There were no young girls in this. Here's the question. Empire, one of the biggest African-American shows on the planet right now.
Yep.
Do you think they kill off his character?
I thought they already did.
That was another allegedly. The Empire writers came out and said, no, we weren't going to do that. But I guess they taped a scene where they attended his funeral. So I don't know. Honestly, I think this is one big Kris Jenner publicity stunt.
Or is this the equivalent of what Roseanne did when they brought her show back? She had a Biggie's falling out and they had to kill her off her own show.
Well, no, because Jesse's not as big on Empire as like Roseanne would be.
I wonder how all those celebrities feel that were holding up all those signs on social media talking about we're with Jesse.
Yep. Like Kamala Harris. They passed a law. Kamala Harris passed a law because of this. It was like an anti-lynching law.
What do you know what I mean? How do those people feel? I was afraid to touch this story.
I think it goes deeper because I think they were probably in on it.
How do you feel now?
How I feel about this now is that it's like, what this is going to do is that this story, if it completely plays out, because everything is still allegedly.
Yes.
No one really knows what was happening. Like, yeah. You know, I was questioning the fact that you got a story, you got an attack that took place on a Chicago street, and there was no camera. Though there were cameras there, there was no footage of the attack.
Yeah. It carries around bleach at 2 o'clock in Chicago.
And here's the thing.
Was it, was full of black people?
Was it Liam Neeson?
Here's the thing.
Was it Liam Neeson?
He's like, oh, yeah. Black son of a bitch. Finally get my revenge on these black hard R's.
Dang.
You know, it's the thing. Every inch of this country is covered by some camera in some way, shape, or form. There ain't no way.
Are you serious? He has a certain set of skills.
He has a certain set of skills. But if you know,
I was a dark if he was, play on
maybe
myself.
If he was in New York or wherever that, if he was in New York or something, then they could have just, you know, had the police chief just order him to be shot when they find him.
Man, that's some crazy stuff going on.
But I don't trust cameras in New York because they still can't catch Spider-Man.
That's so true.
Wait, there you go. They throw a shoe. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's all the time. Woo, this was a fun. We didn't get to half the things that we wanted to do. D-Tay's got some crazy story going on with some of his friends. We didn't get to that. D-A got attacked in the QT bathroom.
I was trying to figure out lesbians.
They don't like men. There you go.
Well, some convert back.
Except the ones that I date. You know, I like to date lesbians. And thank you to all of our live stream viewers, Jim Amato, Ashley Key. Ashley Key also said that Mama Karen don't give an F about what we do, so, and her kids are in the bathtub. Ashley, go check on the kids!
They drowning!
They in the bathtub!
Listen, man, it's in, I'm drowning. That's all the part I know.
All right, Boogie.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. My apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Today's show was brought to you by our Amazon page. Shop now, shop often, shop through the Amazon banner on fatguyradioshow.com for all your Amazon shopping. We do appreciate you for doing so. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or send us a gift. We love surprises to box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. We are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Make sure to look us up, follow, and share. For Daniel Taylor,
Zadad,
Doug the DA Andrew, and Lil D.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everybody that skinny people.
That's me.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Mama Martha, we miss and love you too, sweetheart, off of the Twitter. Thank you to all of our live stream viewers for joining us and chiming in tonight. Tell everybody you know about the show, and when they ask you what's it all about, simply reply, Asian tighties. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week. See you at the top.
Bye. Get a break tonight.
Space bike.